we'll talk about it.
They're going to talk about Transformers. You need to save that shit for Sunday.
All right. Welcome to Geeks of the Square Table, episode 121.
121.
Wow.
Oh, that's a lot.
That is a lot.
Oh. It's our prime number. It's a prime
Lawrence
number,
of America.
Right? I memorized all the primes
and
at one point. Zeta.
Nominus.
Hey,
Nova.
Keep that shit for Sunday.
Or Nemesis. I prefer him as Nemesis. Nova is lame.
Yeah.
I'm your host, Lawrence of America. With me today is
McCarthy.
Hey, we're doing intro.
Oh, Jules.
Right away.
Jules.
Adam.
Insufferable Jules.
Red Steve.
And Gomer, irredeemable Gomer. Still irredeemable.
And for the record, Red Steve.
You said his name and you said Shane
McCarthy.
Star Trek reference. Supposed to be
how do you know? How do you know he's not communist?
Well, okay, it's not a communist reference. It's
why are we talking about communism in front of a Cuban? It doesn't end well, guys. It doesn't end well.
You should know.
That's what I'm saying. It don't end well. It don't end well.
It doesn't end well if you're in charge.
My favorite.
So it don't end well. It don't end well. I'm never going to be in charge.
My favorite story about communist Cuba is. One year they did a census and they realized that most of their adults couldn't read. Like 60% of the adults couldn't read. So one year they said, all right, we're not doing school this year for the kids. Kids, stay home and teach your parents how to read. And the next year their literacy rate went up to like 96%. So communism can work, people.
Well, I mean, there are... pros and cons to any system of
there you
government.
Go. There you go, Larry. There you go. Man, that looks awesome.
A crunch bar?
I got a cookie.
I didn't know this was snack time.
It is.
Snack, snack time at the kid table.
It is a salted caramel chocolate cookie.
That's a whole lot of words for one cookie.
Homemade.
Oh, there's another one.
Somebody's home, not mine.
Who gave you that cookie? Who
my
said
wife
you did eat
made,
that?
I'm oh. You want? Well, you
no.
I only got two. Y'all have to fight for that.
There's two of those.
Crumbs.
It seems like one.
They're high.
It looks like.
Oh, okay. It looked like one cookie.
There's one. It's more of half a cookie. Y'all can fight over that. Is this what we came to talk about?
This is what we came
snacks.
To talk about.
Damn.
Snacks. Everybody loves snacks. Are you kidding me? If we had a snack podcast, we would be the most popular podcast on the.
Oh
yeah,
podcasts.
People just talking about snacks.
Where they get together and like, all right, what snack you got this week, man? I got an imported snack from Australia that a listener sent us called Papa Doc's or something. I don't know.
We should market to the snack podcast because we talk about everything you want to do while you're snacking.
But we each have to bring.
Yeah,
a snack.
You read comic books when you snack. You play video games when you snack.
Movies.
It's just snacking.
Literally, that's how the movie theaters make their money.
It's snacks.
Selling snacks.
Snacks
for you
on
to
snacks.
Eat while you're watching the movie.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah, we should
do
be sponsored
snack
by snacks.
Podcast, dude.
We should. It's like a connoisseur podcast. Like, are you reading Transformers? Well, this is the snack you should be eating while reading Transformers. Are you watching Star Trek? This is the snack you should be eating while you're watching.
What potato chip would you say is the Transformers comics?
Pringles.
Oh, okay. Damn. That's a really good answer. Holy crap. It so works. Dang, you shocked
me. It's a utilitarian chip. For a utilitarian kind of story.
Yeah.
It's not technically a chip?
I consider,
even better, it
I
transforms
consider,
into something else. I didn't even know it was a chip.
I consider
it's not in the chip aisle.
I consider it a crisp, and that's what I meant. Yeah. A chip crisp. Yeah. It's a crisp.
Right. In America, legally, it cannot be called a chip because it is not made out of... It is a majority non-potato.
What is it? Soy or something?
Everything else.
Corn.
Calm.
It is the bologna of the
snack
aisle.
I love it.
Is that why they have to put it in a can? Yeah. Is there like a reason?
No, I like the Mitch Hedberg reason.
What?
I think Pringles is a laid-back company. I think the original intention was to make tennis balls. And a truck full of potatoes showed up and like, cut them up.
We gotta do something.
We gotta do something. Aloha, dude,
man.
I saw him live.
Rice when I want to eat 10,000 something. I love that. We already did intros.
Yeah.
It feels weird. Because we did them early.
Because he loves that intermediate rust. Yeah. Like, we're already podcasting. We totally forgot to like. tell you who we are. We just want to give
what we're talking about. Just put it on middle.
No context.
I don't like that.
Exposition,
idea.
Exposition, exposition.
What's a good Star Trek
there
snack?
There are Girl Scout cookies for sale.
Oh, nice.
What?
Just FYI.
Oh, man. Okay.
The Girl Scout
Trail Mix. Trail Mix.
Huh?
Trail Mix.
Oh.
You gotta get diversity while you're getting your diversity on in a moral dilemma.
And it helps you because you're going to marathon.
Yeah, and you're going to go through your own moral dilemma. Do I just keep eating the M&Ms?
Yes.
Or do I actually get a handful
and
not pick out the raisins?
I like to miss people throw Skittles in there, too.
Yeah. Just like a couple, though. Just a couple. Oh, hey!
Dang, I got a pretzel and some Skittles. What the hell?
Not good. Yeah. I wanted, you know, sweet and salty.
I like that idea, but I think you're the only one who's going to be able to have anything, because those are your 2 for 2, I would say. But I'm not sure that I would have any impact, you know. I would say Cheez-Its for Transformers.
Why would you say Cheez-Its?
I don't know.
Cheez-Its?
I really like
Cheez-Its.
I mean, Cheez-Its
are great.
Cheez-Its right now. I think that's why.
Cheez-Its are great if you're like watching Voltron.
Oh my god!
You can't watch
Voltron.
Because Voltron, you got to keep it
Lunchables.
Damn, Larry.
That was good.
You know, Lunchables is kind of the Voltron of snacks.
It really is.
I'm not sure if it works.
That's more Power Rangers.
It might be more of a Power Rangers.
They're forming.
Because Power Rangers is like an after-school thing. You know, Mama, who's snacking Lunchables?
It's also the same era.
Watch my
Lunchables
story.
Really hits home when the Power Rangers was on television.
Fair enough.
Dang. Dude, that might be a podcast. See, I'll host. I'll come up with shows, and you'll have to come
just
up
ask
with
questions, and it'll just tell you the snack.
Dang, that's 3 for 3.
That's
I
all
think.
Me and Elaine do.
And really 4 for 4
snack.
With the lunch.
Yeah, because it's Power Rangers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dang, dog.
Yeah.
But I think a snack podcast where we eat different snacks.
We have to.
I would be.
You
so
have to.
Good
like this
that.
Week, what are we doing? We're watching Star Trek and eating trail mix.
Well, I don't know if we'd watch it.
No,
we
you know what
talk,
I mean.
We
talk
each
about
bring
it.
A different snack. And
what
then
we
talk about our snack. Because if there's one thing,
and what is paired
at,
well with?
I think
snacks.
We're hitting the bottom of the barrel on podcast section.
No, I think actually it's the opposite. I think we're the Marvel comic books of the podcast
about,
right now.
I just want to make a podcast about eating junk food.
It doesn't have to be junk food. Bananas are snacks.
But yeah, no.
I like bananas.
I like a fruit. I like fruit cocktails.
I like bananas. I like apples. You know.
What show goes well with a fruit cocktail?
Fruit. Mr. Rogers, why are you
Rogers,
trying?
That's good.
Why are you trying to put it all together?
Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood. That's
yes.
Pretty good.
Yeah.
Not your best one, but that's
no.
Good.
For what? A fruit cocktail.
Sex in the City.
Fruit cocktail for
you,
Sex
you,
in the
you
City.
Have you ever watched Sex in the City?
No.
I have.
I never ate fruit cocktail either. I've seen enough here and there to know the premise.
Yeah. Fruit cocktail is different than a fruit salad.
Yes.
Yes.
Fruit cocktail's got the juice.
Yes.
And no pineapple or coconut.
Oh, you put coconut in your fruit cocktail?
No, in fruit salad.
Oh, yeah. Fruit salad has.
Oh, I don't.
Coconut. I don't eat it, but.
I don't like coconut.
I don't like
it's not the taste.
It's the consistency. Because there isn't any.
About? No, it's got a taste.
Yeah, I know. I'm saying no, it's got taste. It's just got no consistency.
Is when it shaves,
no coconut's the
like
same.
Snowball,
no.
No,
you're just like, oh, I think I like coconut. No, I don't like coconut. Oh, maybe
no,
I like coconut.
Coconut.
No, I don't
like Captain
like coconut.
D's. Like every couple years, my wife and I go, let's go Captain D's. And we go, and it's like, oh, God, that's why we haven't been to Captain D's. It's crap.
I did the exact same thing with Checkers. I was like,
well, all the Checkers are closed.
Yeah,
now,
so I know.
Don't have to worry about that.
Are they completely
isn't there
gone?
Up here?
No,
they're not. Just the ones around
there
here.
Hasn't
no,
been one in a year
couple
or
months.
Two?
Yeah, it's been
they
about
all
a year.
Ended up having the lowest health scores, and they all
dude,
got shut down because
so
they were all ran by the same.
Us.
Yeah, they all got. Yeah.
I mean, it's like the building is still physically there, but it hasn't been open in a long, long time.
We have a Five Guys in Harrisville now, so I don't know any other cheeseburgers right now.
There you go.
Oh, my God.
Did Checkers make cheeseburgers? Was that their thing?
Yeah, they made burgers.
What?
I know, every time.
Thing, yeah.
Guys, I don't dine on swine and I don't chow on cow, so I don't mess with burgers.
Vegan over here.
No, I like bird and fish. I like bird and fish.
So why not?
I can't remember anymore.
For you.
I can't remember anymore, but I haven't been sick since.
It's, I mean, red meat
here's
is
my
terrible.
Thing.
Too much
yeah,
red
meat,
meat
is
sure,
terrible
sure.
For you if you overindulge.
Oh man, I love it.
So my thing is, you know, if you're eating a hamburger, you're not really tasting the meat most of the time. You're tasting the seasoning and everything.
No, because I have definitely had alternative to red meat burgers of all kinds,
right?
And they're nasty.
They're not good. I disagree.
I've had some that taste so much better.
Where that
went? You guys gonna be all scientific?
Yeah, he's like, you know what, man.
But what I'm saying is,
I don't expect a short answer from you like that. That was so not all the way thought through.
My whole point was, and when you're eating a hamburger, you're not going, "Oh, I want some ground beef." No. If you want beef, get you a steak. It's somewhere the meat really matters.
I understand that.
For a hamburger, I love get your ground turkey.
I just can't look at burgers.
It's not the same.
They just look like somebody stepped on poop.
What?
The burgers look like someone stepped on poop. Man, like someone laid a mean-looking dookie, burnt it, and stepped on it. I'm from a really hot place. I seen what burnt dookie look like. It kind of looks like a burger. It kind of looks like a burger.
Yeah, I mix it. I'd put a chicken filet on there, too, if there's a restaurant that did it.
Are you that guy?
Fried. Oh, I bet they're not around here, though.
You're the guy who did the unforgivable. You put an egg on a chicken sandwich.
Dude, I have chicken omelets.
Yeah. It's kind of wrong.
Multi-generational food.
Yeah. You're like, I killed the baby and the mom, and it was great.
That's like dipping your steak in milk.
And I ate it.
In a weird way.
You soak it in milk.
Yeah. And then you put a little veal on it, and you call it a day.
See, you eat stuff like that, though, right? If what? There's like a veal or something around, you're
no,
like,
veal's red meat. I don't eat any red meat at all.
Really?
I eat zero red meat.
Is
I tell you, I don't.
Your IBS?
No, I just stopped eating it as a kid, and I missed it out completely on all the formative years. So,
when's the last time you had a cheeseburger? Let's do it, dog.
The last time I actually had a cheeseburger,
just to have a bite and not out of spite, say not.
Seven. I was 7 years old last time I had an actual cheeseburger.
Dude, that's like never having one. You have to have
I had one. Burger. I had one, and I didn't like it. And I never ate another one again.
I mean, try Five Guys or Fat Mo's.
Here's the thing, guys.
Don't go to Fat Mo's.
It depends on which Fat Mo's you get to. There's one in Hendersonville that's not very good.
Yeah, don't go to the one in
Here's the problem with...
I avoid anything in Hendersonville.
Where is Abel? And people from... And anything from Hendersonville, most
okay.
of the time.
It has nothing to do with the people. It has to do with the government.
That being said,
it is a police state.
It is a police state.
It is a police state. I always do speak on that. I really do, man.
But no, I'm 25, guys. I haven't had red meat since I was 7. Me eating red meat now is me on the toilet for a week.
I don't think it would be that terrible.
It'd be that. I'd get really
Come
sick.
Come on. Gomer really wants to sit.
I didn't. Here's the thing about it. I didn't eat it at all during puberty. My body is adjusted to a totally different kind of food.
Man, I don't know if that's medically sound.
But I took it slow, but why even go through the struggle of that? I don't care.
No, that's true. That's
I haven't been sick since.
Yeah, that's actually a good question.
Yeah, and I don't desire it. It looks nasty to me. And knock on some wood, I haven't really been sick since I found out I was lactose intolerant a couple of years ago.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, it was terrible. Dude. So I can't eat dairy either, so
dude,
I don't get sick.
It doesn't work like that.
I get toast.
Burger and beef is not dairy, technically.
No, I know that. But no, I can't
kind of in a way.
No, I can't eat any of it. I can't eat any of it. And I don't get sick, so it's nice. So I don't really complain. It looks gross anyways.
Omnivore, so we eat it all.
Yeah.
Dude, I love a cheeseburger.
And I hate chickens.
Right, now, yes, we're
I hate chickens. They need to die. Like, I don't mind killing chickens.
They're
evil,
right? But
they're awful, and I can't wait to eat one.
Dude, I get my
cows are so nice.
Your body needs a range of substances to survive. Cutting off from any one particular genre is not good.
Well,
now red meat still allows.
Any
if you just cut red meat out, you still get proteins from other meats.
Yeah, I still eat bird and fish.
If
I still eat chicken,
genres,
turkey.
All I eat is Michael Bay.
Explosions in your mouth.
That's what beef is. It's the Michael Bay of foods.
Product placement in your mouth.
There are no Academy Award winners on my diet. Okay?
But it's so much money. It's so much.
No, I'm just kidding. I had a salad for lunch.
Did anyone see that? You know, like, I've never even watched another rap battle, but I saw the one that was Quentin Tarantino and Alfred Hitchcock.
Try to get my vegetables in.
And Michael Bay comes in, and it's the best. That's the best part. Straight up, they're like trying to be like the whole thing is super witty, and everyone talks about how there's so much art in everything they do. It's like
explosion.
Yeah, and then all of a sudden, it's like Spielberg comes in at one point, and I think Nolan says something. It's a rap. It's a famous rap battle.
It starts out Spielberg versus Alfred Hitchcock.
Yeah.
And Tarantino comes in.
Then Kubrick, then Michael Bay comes in.
Yeah. Michael Bay's the best part. He's like, I don't care about none of this. I'll make money.
Everybody, like, disses on Michael Bay, you know.
But then he's like, the haters, I got money. And I was like, that's the best thing I've seen all day. Because of all of them, he's made the most.
Exactly. Money, yo.
Talk about the Oscars.
Talk about the Oscars for like 5 seconds.
All right, they were making a big deal about Leonardo DiCaprio not winning an Oscar. How many times did Leonardo DiCaprio get nominated?
Four.
Five times before he won.
No. Five. And we're tied. Four. No.
Was this his fifth nomination? Oh, the fifth was the win.
Best actor for The Revenant. Can you name all the other times he was nominated for an actor Oscar?
I think so. I can name the movies.
Gilbert Grape
was the first.
You won to Steve. You get a point. Wolf of Wall Street. Another one to Steve.
Blood Diamond.
Boom!
Blood Diamond. And
the most boring movie ever.
Catch Me If You Can.
Aviator.
Was it Aviator or was it Catch Me If You Can? I loved Aviator.
Yeah, who won it instead of him in those categories the years that he lost?
That's tough.
The year, it's really good though, because these were some really epic roles, man. Gene Hackman won it for The Unforgiven the year he lost it for Gilbert Grape.
Right, yep.
And then Ray, Jamie Foxx won it for Ray.
Oh, that was one. That was,
you cannot give it to him.
Yeah, that's
he
true.
Was perfect. And last year,
he lost it
with
to
Wolf of Wall Street,
McConaughey.
He
lost to McConaughey and Dallas Buyers Club.
Awesome. The Aviator, I don't remember that one. That one, he should have won that.
He should have won that.
Movie.
What? I love The Aviator.
Terrible.
It's a good movie. He plays one of the craziest people in American history.
He does a great job in it.
Yeah.
But it's a terrible movie.
He can act well and it'd still be a poorly paced.
Yeah.
It was bad.
Do you know how many people have won Best Actor for bad movies?
Oh, no, of course. Oh, no, I'm not saying that. I'm just saying it was a bad
A couple years ago, Cate Blanchett won for Blue Jasmine, and that movie
was crap. But The Aviator year was one of those years where the Academy was giving awards for good movies.
Mm-hmm.
Just like this year.
Yeah.
They gave nominees to actually good movies.
Except for who won original screenplay and who won Best Picture. Spotlight was awful. Spotlight?
I haven't seen Spotlight. I haven't seen that.
I thought it was great.
I
know what it's about, but
I heard it's
like a really high budget made for Lifetime movie. Like, yes, I understand the story is important, but no, I don't think it was a good. I mean, as a picture, it does nothing for the genre.
Two or three scenes. It's not a spectacle. Mark Ruffalo. He sounds brilliant. He sounds so good.
Mark Ruffalo is the only part worth watching, and the whole movie sucks.
Keaton, isn't it? Michael Keaton.
The movie sucked.
Rachel McAdams.
I could have watched. You could take everybody out of that movie and put a bunch of no names. Put it on television. It's the same movie.
Shot for shot. On Groupon today, they had $10 of Voodoo credit for $5, so I bought one, and that was gonna be the movie I got. And you just talked me out of it.
Seriously, I saw that movie.
Yeah, I'm not gonna spend regular price. I'll wait until it's $1.
I honestly was like, okay, it's an important story to tell. It's a famous story.
It's an important story.
Yeah, but
it's about the Catholic cover up of the child abuse cases. Yes.
Did you see the Watergate movie?
Yes.
It's the exact same thing almost.
It's not
the best picture you've ever seen.
Sure.
It's not best picture for a year. It's certainly.
So are you saying the Academy should not have given it to that movie?
I didn't even think it was a contender.
I
of if you give me that list,
Spotlight.
If you give me that list again, I'm not. And I saw every movie on that list.
It's kind of a play on words because Spotlight was the name of the team of reporters who worked for the New York Times.
Yeah, New York Times.
And they were like worked in the basement of the New York Times, and they were the one who covered this and tracked it down, the cover up, broke it. Yeah.
Also,
but it's also putting a spotlight.
I don't understand how anything based on things that actually happened wins Best Original Screenplay.
True that. Wasn't it adapted from a book?
Yes. Yeah. They take everything so that actually happens.
It's an adaptive screenplay. It's an adaptive,
yes.
That's how.
But that's not.
But there's all a separate. There's a yes. separate category though for best adaptive.
Yes,
screenplay.
That's what I'm what saying. It won. No, it won best original screenplay.
Well, it can't if it's based on something else.
Yes, it's based on something that actually happened, and they just took the scratch.
If it's based on a book, then it cannot be an original screenplay.
It won best
how
original
the
screenplay.
Works.
Big
that, that even
big
aside.
Short won best adapted.
Oh, you're right. Big Short.
And it was an adapt. The screenplay was an adapt.
Oh, Big Stuart
book.
Was also based on a book, so and was up for that book. Same time.
Yeah. I think it was terrible, and this isn't even like a racial thing. That Straight Outta Compton didn't get more nominations. At least it got one nomination, and not to mention that they were white people who got the nominations. Yeah. But it was still awesome. But the best news was how amazing Mad
best
Max
original
did.
Screenplay spotlight.
Wow.
Best
sorry.
Adapted screenplay.
Big
The Big Short.
Yeah, I knew The yep. Big Short. After you had said it, you recalled. So then, yeah, I knew it. But
so,
man, that's weird.
That's weird.
Oh well.
But my whole thing is, having seen all those movies,
yeah.
as somebody who spends a lot of time going to movies, I would not have even said Spotlight would have made my final three
what,
in that list.
What would have been your best picture?
My best picture...
Mad Max, probably. For me.
It was... Honestly,
out of the ones I've
it
seen.
Was between... It was a three-way. I
well,
thought...
What was nominated first? Go through the list of nominations.
Okay. So...
No. What were the nominations
Spotlight,
for the Oscars this year, Larry? Larry's
the Room.
The Room.
The Revenant.
The Room. Just Room.
Room.
Yeah.
Room. Right. Revenant.
The totally different.
That's totally
it's like
room.
A horror movie.
All right, so... Larry's best the picture, The Big Short, Bridges Spies,
yep.
Brooklyn, Mad Max Fury Road, The Martian, The Revenant, Room,
and your winner,
Spotlight.
Spotlight. Yeah, Spotlight definitely should not have been on that list.
No.
I think Straight Outta Compton should have been on this. I love
yes,
that
Straight
movie.
Straight Outta Compton
great.
Was a better film
it was
than
great.
Spotlight. Spotlight.
Sad to say, the only one I've seen on that list is The Martian.
It was awesome, though, wasn't it? It was
I enjoyed it.
I've seen it.
I thought it was a bit
Martian
far-fetched
was really
at
good.
The end.
Yeah.
When he's doing the Iron Man thing.
Yeah.
But, okay.
Well, yeah.
By the time you got there, it's like, all right, I'll finish this. Let's see what happens. We know what's going to happen.
I would have liked it better had he died.
Of course.
You know what?
My favorite part was when the
I think,
room blew
I think
out.
Larry likes everything better when they die in
my
the
favorite
end,
part
would
was,
have been much yeah. more believable had they got there and, like,
he's
realized,
zombie.
Uh-oh, yeah, he something happened, he's frozen, whatever, yeah.
I would have liked it better if Interstellar wasn't 2 years ago and he was also in that movie.
Yeah.
My problem with The Martian is it's a minor plot point in a bigger yeah. movie that I saw 2 years ago.
Okay.
I think The Martian was better than Interstellar, though.
I do not think so. Interstellar was a little more high science fiction.
Interstellar went deeper, and Interstellar went deeper, but that doesn't necessarily mean that
I enjoyed
it was a better movie.
I thought it was a lighthearted Castaway.
Yeah.
It was. I agreed.
It was too lighthearted for me.
I
don't like Matt Damon.
I don't like
Matt Damon.
I think Interstellar.
And then I'm
like,
exactly.
Period.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's the same reason why you don't like Deadpool. You don't like Deadpool.
How many millions of dollars has the world spent to get Matt Damon?
I know. I'm sick of it. Let him die.
Let that dude
let him
die.
Let him die. Don't save Private Ryan. Don't get The Martian. What other movie? There's like two other ones.
Where they went to save him.
Yes. God, I'm sick of him.
What would your best picture have been then this year?
It was honestly for me, it was between. It was between The Revenant, Mad Max. It's talking
Mad
about
Max
two
was,
whole pictures
oh
that were... Here's the thing about those two movies.
Yeah.
To me, a best picture should fill a certain amount of categories. A, that it was unlike anything I had seen before.
Okay.
B, that it was beautiful to watch.
Okay.
C, that the cast did an incredible job to immerse me into a world that may or may not be like my own, but to the point I could suspend my disbelief for at least an hour to 2 hours.
How is the fourth movie in a series going to be unlike anything you've ever seen?
Because you know what? That fourth movie was nothing like any of the other movies.
It really was. It really was a lot different, in my opinion. It may have been in that world, but...
Because you could watch that movie and not watch any of the other Mad Max movies.
You can watch any of the Mad Max.
That's exactly what I was
exactly. So it could be like anything.
Yeah.
It blows...
But they all...
But they do and
the
they don't.
The only one that seems different to me out of the first three
Thunderdome.
Is
Thunderdome.
The very first
one. Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah.
It was so cheaply done.
Well, I mean, it's like the edge of the apocalypse.
Sure.
It's
okay.
like the prequel.
Yeah.
It's like pre-apocalypse. Everything else is post-apocalypse.
Well, they explain
yeah.
that that's the closest to city that they go to. Everything else takes place in the Badlands. Because at
Larry,
the beginning of the second
really
movie, they said he leaves the city and goes
should,
further into the Badlands.
The actual world goes boom.
Yeah.
Well, no, the world had gone boomed because they said that at the beginning of the first Mad Max.
Not completely, though.
Because he left.
Right. There was, you still had the MHP and all that other stuff. So you did have Law and Order.
Yeah.
People going on vacation.
Yeah. Fury Road. Fury Road. You can tell it's way beyond.
Way beyond.
The city they go to is definitely a society, and there's a dictator, and there's a rule of law. It's far flung from those other ones.
But yeah, but
past
Thunderdome.
But that's what I'm saying. You could watch Fury Road and never have seen any of the movies.
But they're all like that, like Larry said. Yeah. I totally agree with
him. Well, the director said and everything that they're actually not in an order except the first two.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Three, Thunderdome and Fury Road.
Or whatever.
They're no telling where they actually are.
Yeah, and after this success, they've already said we're going to try to bring the team together and do more.
Oh, yeah, there's going to be a fifth one.
It was beautiful.
Yeah, I but love that's that movie. That's the director trying to make up for them trying to resurrect a script for something that was supposed to be made years ago, originally before Thunderdome, but Thunderdome was more,
all's well that ends well, I say. Right. I mean, because really, none of those other movies were
Mad
nominated
Max
for any freaking Oscars.
Mad Max really won all those technical Oscars.
They won all the technical Oscars. Yes. It won costuming.
It won makeup.
It won
set.
Did
it win cinematography?
Design.
No. Revenant had to have won cinematography.
I've heard there's controversy over it, though.
What? Mad Max winning everything?
What they did to the desert down in that.
Oh, really? Yeah. Oh,
they're,
wow.
They're now the Guyana, I think, is where they filmed that.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
People are complaining because they said they left tire tracks and all. And they tried to
cover,
I'm sure they left tire tracks.
Pulling nets behind it and ripped up a bunch of plants and everything.
Now, all it's doing is telling me what it was nominated for. It was nominated for Best Picture, Costume Design, Directing, Visual Effects, Makeup and Hairstyling, Cinematography, Film Editing, Sound Mixing, and Sound Editing.
The director for The Revenant won. I don't even remember his name.
Oh, yeah.
But I don't think he should have won.
No, did he win Best Out? Oh, he did
win
Best
Director.
But I think the Academy is confusing Best Directing for Most Directing.
He won last year, didn't he?
Yeah, for
Birdman.
Birdman. Again, Birdman, an over-directed movie.
I love that movie.
No, I don't hate the movie. I'm just saying it's over-directed.
On Birdman, I was disappointed from the hype.
I saw that movie before it hit major motion picture studios. I saw it in a small theater.
Yeah, I saw it in a super small
theater. Yeah, I saw it at Belfort.
Okay, dude, they go to these crazy places in the woods, okay? Now, if Marvel can make me believe that there are a million homicidal robots trying to kill a thunder god and a giant green man,
okay,
they don't have to go to the edge of the earth to film a freaking movie in the snow, okay? They can just do it on a studio somewhere. Why did this guy win this director thing?
Because it's
beautiful. Was there a real bear?
It felt like a real bear.
Did you watch The Revenant?
Did you watch The Revenant?
I saw the bear attack part.
Dude.
You should watch The Revenant.
You should know why
they went to the actual location if you've seen
it.
It's the cinematography of that movie.
It's the prettiest movie I've ever seen, Mike.
It's one of the prettiest movies I've ever seen.
Dude, Planet Earth is trying to get that guy to direct their stuff because that is one of the prettiest movies. The prettiest violent film.
Here's what it...
Let Larry get his word in on this.
All right. It's just like Photoshop. It takes so much to replicate something so accurately. Sometimes it's cheaper to go there and take a picture of it.
But it wasn't cheaper to do it. They had to go to like 8 different locations for this thing.
Dude,
so they could find
it was totally worth it.
CG
it takes place in colonial America. It made sense.
And it was... I will say with The Revenant, I think Tom Hardy did a better job acting.
Oh yeah,
I think Leo did.
I've heard that too.
Tom Hardy was incredible in that movie.
Where was his nomination for that movie?
He was best supporting actor.
What about but he didn't win.
Those twins?
I honestly,
oh, I love that movie.
I honestly don't think Leo did that great of a job.
Yeah, I thought
in The Revenant.
I thought he did
a much better job with The Wolf of Wall Street.
I agree.
Man, he didn't have to take all those drugs. He definitely should have won.
I will say he does a good job of living through brutality, I guess, is the capture. Actually, Domhnall Gleeson is spot on that
drugs,
movie for me.
So he had drugs at, drug
I don't think he did a bad job acting.
But Hardy was amazing in that
Hardy
movie.
Hardy was really good.
How do you get that job?
You're going into the 80s.
The drugs or whatever. Yeah,
on the Revenant, he had to eat a liver. Mm-hmm. And Leonardo DiCaprio is a vegetarian.
Yes.
But he actually ate a beef liver or whatever else.
Oh, yeah, because he's a method actor. Yeah, that's what he does.
No!
That's what he does.
Lovely.
Hey, I'm just glad that he won an Oscar so he doesn't have to do this crazy shit anymore.
Okay.
Hey, man.
It's commitment.
It's commitment.
Congratulations to all the winners.
Leo,
he doesn't have to try to kill himself.
That's why that movie is so good though, is because Leo and Tom are method actors.
Oh yeah.
So the best thing about The Revenant, it's a really violent film if you don't already know. My girlfriend, love her to death, hates violence, has a hard time sitting and watching violent movies. That is the first violent... Yeah. That's the first violent...
Does she hate domestic violence?
You're about to find out what my slap feels like.
That is such a crazy story. I'm sorry for bringing it up.
Yeah,
it was
thank you.
Total accident,
I hope God.
She walked into a door, got it.
No. That's like not funny. That's not funny. That's
why,
not anything.
Why
we
is everybody laughing?
Because you guys are awful people. It's a really violent film, and she loved it. It's one of her favorite films that she's seen. She does not know. It was Tom. It was Tom and Domhnall Gleeson. She loves Domhnall Gleeson.
Has he ever done anything bad? He was Shinzon. Remember, he was Shinzon.
Yes, he was.
And then he was Bane.
Shinzon and Bane are the
opposite.
No, Bane and Shinzon are basically the same character. Shinzon grew up
like a runt.
Yeah, but he's a runt who grew up on a prison planet, bathed in darkness his entire life, and didn't see the light till he was already in front of Picard. Yeah, it's the exact same character.
I gotta go lay down for a little while.
You just realized? Like, that's honestly all I can think of during that speech when he's beating the hell out of Batman. I'm like, oh my god, this is the Picard Shinzon speech. You know, I didn't get to live your life. I grew up on the shadow of the Romulan Empire on a prison planet where I was forced to labor my entire life. And I blame you, Picard.
All right, go ahead.
But yeah, violent movie. It has one of the most honest fight scenes I've ever seen in my entire life. That fight scene at the end is so scary and hard to watch because it's the most realistic. If you've ever been in a fight, you've done exactly what they're doing. It is just struggle, is hard to watch, and it's just like, apparently, they really had to break up Tom and Leo because they get into it. They're both method actors. They are actually both
method
actors. Christian Bale.
Triple H. Okay.
I gotta do these roids. I gotta. I gotta do these roids.
Actually, connect the punches. They're method actors.
What else are you gonna talk about? We can get off.
Well,
Oscar.
One thing I was gonna
go ahead,
say.
Oscar.
Well, nothing about Oscars. Oh. Talk about Leo eating the liver.
Yeah.
John Leguizamo.
Your hand in my face. Like that.
Easy. Easy.
John Leguizamo ate the pizza with the maggots on it. Spawn.
He did.
He really did do that. I love John Leguizamo.
Nick Cage.
He's terrible, but he's
ate
awesome.
A cockroach. Ate a live cockroach. They didn't have the camera on the first time. He had to eat two of them.
That's brutal.
That movie. You ever seen that movie?
Yeah, that movie's a good movie.
He won an Academy Award for that movie.
Yeah.
Really, you know,
it's the only Nick Cage movie to win an Academy Award.
Never be nominated, I think.
The funny thing about that movie is it's a movie with hardly a plot about a guy trying to write a screenplay based on a book without a plot.
But then they get it. And it's him and his, like, brother? Twin. It's so weird.
It's Nick Cage and Nick Cage.
The movie's about flowers.
Yes. The movie you're watching is the movie he's writing.
Exactly. Yes.
And there is no plot. It's just, it's trying to be this all memento thing. It's just,
maybe a little bit, but it is very meta. It's inside of itself.
Yes.
And that's the only really worthwhile point of it. Because it is. The movie's like almost inside of itself. It's weird.
It is weird.
It really is.
It's a good movie, though.
It's a good movie. Yeah.
It's about flowers.
It is. It's about flowers.
What else are we talking about?
What else is going on right now?
Talk about comic books.
Lots going on in comic books.
Talk about last week's comic books this week.
What came out last week?
Number 50 of Star
Wars. Can't talk about that.
Yeah, we're going to talk about that on Sunday.
Oh, are we?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, cheap plug.
Yeah.
We're doing a new podcast.
We're doing two new podcasts right now. One comes out tomorrow.
Yeah, one debuts tomorrow.
Let's see.
Which one's that?
Geeklog.
Is it plural?
Is it Geeks? Oh, because it's two of us.
It's both of us.
It's a lot of fun.
The Log of Geeks.
It was a really good time.
Yeah, I'm hoping that keeps going. Larry, you are welcome to come in via Skype.
Yeah.
But I know that your schedule does usually.
You didn't even ask me.
He's asking you right now.
Do you really want to rewatch Enterprise, or do you want to wait till we're done with Enterprise?
And that's the
oh no, you
love Enterprise. I've seen them all twice.
Yes, that is a good thing. That is. I'm watching them. You know, I've never seen the last season, so this will be fun.
That is the payoff.
I couldn't wait for the payoff, guys. Yeah, God, you guys are like Elaine in CSI. It's not supposed to get better at the very end. It should be gripping from the beginning. Stop!
I liked it from the beginning because there was no Federation.
You didn't like the law. No, I am the law.
Yeah.
He likes the cowboy aspect of it.
I hate the cowboy aspect of it. This is Star Trek, not Star Wars.
You watch original series of Next Generation. How's it going to end? The Federation wins.
Let's talk about Star Wars comic last week. It came out last week, Star Wars.
Yo, yeah. That was a cool issue.
Yeah.
Prison. It felt to me like the most Star Wars of any of the Star Wars since the debut issue.
So it was based on a samurai comic?
No, it
kind of felt like that way.
Because
it comes up with the best idea for a prison I've heard in a long
time. You want to know what it felt
time.
Like to me?
It really wasn't there.
You
want to know what it felt like to me? It felt like that prison level in Mass Effect 2.
Oh, okay.
That's what it felt like to me when I was reading the whole thing. I was like, whoever wrote... Jason Aaron obviously played Mass Effect 2 when he wrote this.
Yeah.
But I love that.
I like the issue, though.
I love it. It's a great issue. Because I like Aphra interacting with Sana and Leia.
I like that she...
Specifically Sana. Yeah. That was a cool part.
Well, they know each other, obviously.
Yeah. And I love that Leia being added, because Sana is...
That was a fun twist.
I
like that she said, I'm going to get out of here.
Yeah.
And then these, obviously, bounty hunters are coming to kill her.
Yes.
But...
Because she still never resolved it with Vader.
And she's going to end up coming out on top of all this.
Are we sure, though?
Yeah, she's going to make a deal with Sana, and it'll be fine.
I don't know, man.
It'll be fine.
Aphra can die.
She has to die.
Aphra and Sana can die.
This is what will happen.
They have to. They have to die before we get to Empire.
Aphra will make some deal. She will go back and forth a couple times as these rebels fight these bounty hunters, right? Aphra will get over and leave the bounty hunters on the bounty hunter ship, and she will be gone. But secretly, she won't be. She'll be hiding out on Sana's ship. The bounty hunters will eventually find their ship and blow it up.
And Vader's still going to kill her whenever he's done settling what he's got.
Vader's totally going to kill her.
Vader has to. He still thinks she betrayed him.
He's going to get. She'll get over on that.
I don't think she will.
She is too good of a character.
Vader is so.
Character. She's so well built for Marvel and Marvel Star Wars.
I agree, but she can't.
She's perfect.
She has to be gone by Empire.
No, why?
Because
she wasn't around an empire. That's a good point.
Yeah.
I mean, she can't be in hiding.
Yeah, she could.
She could be in hiding.
Be in hiding.
Yeah. But it's really like being
because Empire only really takes place over a couple of days. I mean, she could just be.
Oh, that's true.
Oh, dude, exactly.
She's got to be gone by Jedi though, because everything falls apart at Jedi.
And her droids are still around.
Yeah, her droids can be around for a while.
And you know that's what's gonna happen. They're gonna show up and be like, "We're gonna save our little girl here." I'm so loving.
But they don't like her though.
They want to kill her.
They like Vader. They like Vader.
They're programmed to like her.
They're not programmed to like her. They're programmed to keep her alive.
Yeah, they're programmed to keep her alive.
I think they'll fall back on that.
I still think it's brilliant that they even exist. I love that Vader always has to have the astromech and the C-3PO.
I like that they're homicidal.
Yeah, I like that. And they're black. They're all black.
They are black.
It's Vader. All black everything.
What else did you read last week?
Saga was really good last week.
How can Saga continue to be so damn good?
I don't understand it either. Every issue, I think nothing gets better, and then everything gets better.
This is what Brian K. Vaughan has done.
Forever.
Brian K. Vaughan came in and wrote some books, and they were like, that's okay. And then they did Why the Last Man, and they're like, holy crap, look at this guy. And then he did comics and did some other shit. And then he does almost the unthinkable. He comes back to comics and is even better.
Yeah, I agree.
Than before. That never happens. How is Saga still so damn good?
I thought about that the other day because, don't get me wrong, yeah. I love BKV. Yeah. And I loved Runaways. But even Runaways waned in the middle and then got better.
Editorial.
Yeah, editorial, whatever. Yeah. I loved Ex Machina, but it did wane in the middle and then it got better at the end.
Ex Machina, it drifted a little bit from the main story.
That's what I'm saying. It got busy. Ex Machina got a little too busy even for BKV. He got sidetracked.
I thought it was more of an ongoing that was telling those different kind of stories.
No, I think BKV
why the
got...
Why the Last Man was more focused on the guy.
But why the Last Man, even in the middle...
I'm just defending Ex Machina because it's my favorite.
I love Ex Machina.
I love it.
Don't get me wrong. Yeah. I don't know if I love Ex Machina more than Why the Last Man, but they're up there. It's hard to not bring up those two.
Go ahead.
Why the Last Man was incredible, and I thought the last year was a little rough.
Got a Baghdad even. Good time, man.
The last six issues, we all know, super delayed. The ending felt weird.
He got busy. Working on TV and stuff.
So, but everything he's done to that point, while all solid gold, do have those little weird chunks in the middle. But Saga has just yet to have that.
30 issues. If you're thinking if that's trades, how many trades is that? Six trades?
Six.
Five or six trades? Now.
They're working on the sixth one right now.
Yeah.
And even it was still a great story.
Still a great story. But even why in the middle there, you're like, okay. How many times are we gonna fight the Amazons until we're just done with this?
He's really figured it out.
But this book, it helps. There's more than one time skip, maybe I thought. But even then, there was time skips.
Him being able to do those.
You can do the time skip so you can get to the interesting parts. Yes. You don't have to be stuck forever.
And that finally occurred to me. He's not dragging. We're not. Why?
It's not The Walking Dead where you're stuck for 150 issues dragging out.
It expands
one
the boundaries of storytelling. Being able to do that. When you contrive yourself, you tell a story. You sort of compact it. And then in order to get out of it, you almost have to tell your way out of it.
Yes.
He doesn't have to do that. He can just say, okay, some shit happened. And then it expands again. And then he starts doing my hands back and forth.
Well, because the cool thing he keeps doing, he's like, okay, this is where we're going. Okay, and now we're going to go up here. And this is kind of what happened right here. But this is going up. I'm going up and down.
Yeah, there's lulls in life. Right. You have a down period. And then shit gets exciting again.
But if we wanted to do the read about boring ass shit,
that's the thing. It's not boring though.
Yes,
The best part about Saga is the characters.
Yes,
exactly.
And I believe that is what makes that book.
That book is
it. You have a personal investment in all of the characters.
And you know what?
I hate to love them.
I love Prince Robot 4.
Oh my god, I love
especially in the last issue. And I love Gus. Gus.
But I think Larry Gus said it. You don't want to go through the boring part.
No.
And
he
has
skipped
all
of them.
If you don't have a time jump, your entire life has to be not boring. And then that's kind of like,
then it gets boring.
Boom. Yeah. Exactly. It's a good point, Larry, on comic books, which you don't usually have good comic book points, but, you know, good one. This is The Walking Dead, and it's, oh, God, Carl's still alive, holding his head. What else we got?
That was a good Larry impression.
I want to give you a compliment, but...
I don't want your head to
It's like, here, let me make your ego just big enough so I can crush it like a grape.
What else?
I'm needing to clear out boxes here. Just gotta get. We got a wait list out.
I should get like five boxes because everyone's mean to me.
Walking Dead.
Really, they did. You didn't have to wait 150 issues and dragging out. Like, just the last 100 have been dragging out.
Yeah. Like, the first 50 are great, and just stop while you're there.
They did a time jump there, too, to try to expand
things. Yes, that's what I was just going
to
say.
I think that's more of a marketing ploy to get the
new readers.
No, to get the ages
for the shows.
To match the show.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, for the first 100 and so, or 130 issues or whatever,
Carl's like
7.
I was going to say, he's not even 10.
We say this every episode. Carl was 7, and now he's like a teenager. These kids are growing up too damn fast. Get off my lawn.
I will give the show props. I think they handled the whole Carl getting shot the second time better than the comic.
I think we said that already, too. With the hole in his head?
Yeah.
Well, he didn't get the hole in his head.
No. Not in the show.
In the show. I think they did it better in the show.
I'm not watching it. Is the show still on?
Yeah.
Is the spinoff still going?
Oh yeah. Yeah, yeah. It's going to get a second season.
I'm more intrigued to see what happens in the second season
of the spinoff.
Fear the Walking Dead. Yeah.
Yeah.
I like the first season of Fear the Walking Dead because it told it from a starting point of everything starting to
not just
happen.
The dude.
Right. You get to see society fall apart.
Right. Yeah. I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
Carl's dad.
Type stuff. I love to see how people's going to react in a situation like that.
You watch the Z Nation? Is that what it was?
I did, and that was pretty funny.
It's not just funny. It makes some good, you know, zombie story points there in a different sort of way, but it is a lot more fun.
Yeah, I mean,
I saw the first season of that. There's a second season of that.
There is. It's not nearly as good.
No. Yeah, it seemed like a one and done thing, especially the way they ended the first season. It was just like, oh wow, how quaint. It was almost quaint. You know, let's not overdo it. Let's just give them a treat, and here you go. Here's, what was it, like 12 episodes?
Right.
Yeah. Very well done. Cool characters. Yeah, yeah.
Oh,
I like that show.
Favorite post apocalypse movie?
Are you asking?
Yeah.
I'd have to say, like not comedy?
No, anything. Comedy, non-comedy, whatever.
Oh, shit.
Favorite post of, like, the world, the feel, the movie?
Where the world? How about Akira? Because there is an apocalypse, and then there's another at the end of it. Is that okay? Can I pick Akira? It's not a disaster movie. We're talking about post-apocalypse.
Yeah, the world has ended in Akira, and all that is left is Neo Japan.
Okay. Is that right?
Yeah. Or Neo Tokyo. That's the name of it.
I don't think of that as a post-apocalypse movie.
I'm trying to figure out the genre here. Pick me last.
Post-apocalyptic movie?
Yeah. That's a very big...
Escape from New York.
Oh,
I love Escape from New York.
I don't know if that's post-apocalypse, though.
Yeah, it is. Because the world is all a mess, and they made...
That's more dystopian.
Yeah.
I would say Running Man is dystopian, too.
Yeah.
No, it's dystopian. There's a difference.
Oh, you're right. Dystopian. Yeah. Running Man is my favorite dystopian movie.
The book is so much better.
Dude, I know.
Well, yeah. Man, no, I love Escape from New York. Snake, did you die? You still alive? Yeah.
I got two of them, and that's hard. Mine has always been Mad Max the first one.
Sure. Yeah.
And then the second one was The Road.
Okay. Oh, The Road is good.
Oh, The Road
that's
is good.
That's another one where the book is so much better.
I love that book.
How it's all like paragraphs.
Right.
Oh, my God. It's so good.
Book. Showed
all
it.
Books
it
are actually, paragraphs. Yeah.
Man, did you hear this thing called paragraphs?
I love it.
It's like multiple sentences to create a thought.
Whole thoughts.
Oh, The Road is good.
I will say I love the book more, but I gotta say I am really impressed by the movie because. I was like, how are you going to make a movie of The Road? Nothing happens, but so much happens. Yeah. Like, there's going to be so much nothing in this movie. But it was a brilliant movie. It was a really brilliant movie. It was an awesome movie.
My wife freaked out reading that book. Yeah, she's like, damn.
Love that book.
She just gets that damn.
So,
visuals of the movie.
Yeah, book it was really good.
Book of Eli.
Book of Eli? That's your opinion?
No. He was saying,
I brought it up.
That movie Tank would be so much better at the end when they opened the book.
Kangaroos. Yeah.
and instead of it being a Braille Bible, it was like the phone book or something stupid.
Oh, yeah.
You know, just, this is the dictionary. What, you know, and the guy, Robert, just his
Smith,
power of faith told
Ron
him it was the Bible,
Smith,
you know.
John Smith.
I thought it was more poetic that it was Braille because he had just shot his old lady who could read Braille.
No, she couldn't read Braille.
She
was too
blind, though.
Like, she was too young, never learned.
Well, I thought that was the whole point of the damn movie. I've only watched that.
Well, he was trying to get the Bible out.
No, yeah, I got that, but I thought that was a hinge.
He had
it
memorized.
No, I got that part of it.
He was actually the book.
Yeah.
And everything.
What else?
That's what I'm saying. It would have been more poignant had it not actually been a Bible.
Are you reading the goddamn?
Yes.
Speaking of... That book's amazing.
It's so good.
The goddamn Jason Aaron.
Jason Aaron. It's an Image Comics. It's his Guerra. It's J.M. Guerra.
Yeah.
From his scalped partner.
Yeah.
They have such a great synergy.
Yeah, they do. That book is disturbingly good.
In the last issue number 3,
yeah,
there's some really beautiful spread panels in there. And
beautiful
it's
spread.
So desolate. It's Old Testament shit out of Eden.
Yes.
Sort of shit.
Yeah.
And it's Cain walking the earth. Yeah. He flashes back in the last issue to Eden.
Yes, and his
so
mother.
Cool. His mom and dad hate each other. Just like a married couple.
So mean.
It's
they're
so perfect.
Mean.
And this, anyway,
he's hanging out with a woman
J.M.
who's...
Garris, go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
There's a really brilliant moment in that where he's hanging out with this woman whose son has been taken by
Noah
and
his
man,
who are collecting animals.
Yes.
Yeah.
And they collect children to help them collect animals and take care of the animals as they walk them to the ark. Yeah. So, yeah, that's what they're going to do. So he's following with his mother, and she's, you know, like, don't touch me or whatever like that. She's like, what do I call you? He's like, oh, don't worry about it. So he flashes back as he's helping this lady find her son to the moment with his mom where he felt love for the very first time.
Yeah.
And it's just this... It's the first time in a long time I've read a comic book and felt something, like, genuinely.
Yeah.
And the moment where he
it's
flashes...
It's a combination, too, of the art.
Because he hates being himself. He hates being alive. He wants to die constantly. They create... Yeah. Yeah. And the,
well, it's a
well, they, yeah, yeah,
that's they, just the way
yeah, yeah.
they're going.
And they constantly reference the fact that he invented murder. He's the first to murder.
Yeah.
And so he references, they reference the fact that he created this disturbed world that they live in.
Yeah,
he has to live with it. Yes, he feels responsible
for
that.
And that's where the curse comes from. God said you have to live with what you create.
And there's this really intense moment where he sees this woman talk about her son and wanting to save her son.
Yeah.
And for the first time in a long time, he remembers what it was like to be loved. And he tells her, my mother named me Cain. And it was just like, ah! That hurts so... Yes.
It's
we are following...
representation. Yes.
Yes, yes.
Well, and it's jumping around, though.
It's jumping around. It's
it focused on Noah for an issue, and I heard after this arc, it's going to go to someplace totally different. And then by the fourth arc, everything is supposed to come together. But it's all going to be...
And it's
Tower
cool,
of Babel,
man.
I heard he's supposed to show up. He's really pulling a lot of...
It's a really cool book. Because it's disturbing. It is disturbing.
I'm not sure,
it's
sure there's disturbing. Another writer...
I could get away with this too.
To do stuff like something like this because of his Southern Bastard, because of what he did in Scout,
because of what he did in Thor.
Exactly.
I think his Thor helps.
Thor
exactly.
helps
a lot.
Yeah.
A
lot.
But it's a good book. So, what are some good post-apocalyptic movies that I can choose as my favorite? I don't know if I have
my
a
choice
favorite.
Would be the Pope.
Oh, that's a good one. It's long. Waterworld is another.
Mad Max and boats.
I'm gonna stay away from Kevin Costner.
I hear you.
Him drinking the pee just takes me right out of it.
But
the web
sterile and he likes the taste.
Yeah. Yeah, I know, but the web. The web. That movie got weird.
You gotta like the postman for Tom Petty's role in it.
Yeah.
It's like, weren't you famous?
No, yeah, I used to be, and now you are.
Yeah. It's like, no, you're the postman now. You're famous. Yeah.
Yeah, post-apocalyptic movies.
That's a pretty funny segment there. Also, the actor who plays the general, he's been in a lot of awesome things. I can't remember his name or anything else he's been in right now.
But you know they were all awesome.
He's awesome.
Anyone watch Snowpiercer? That movie's Snowpiercer is a really cool movie.
I like Snowpiercer because it's very good science fiction.
Oh, Brazil.
The way they move through.
Have you ever seen Brazil?
Is representative.
Yes. Terry Gilliam's Brazil.
I adore that movie.
Maybe I'd say Brazil.
Will Patton is General Bethlehem.
Yeah, what else has that Joker been in, man? That dude's been in a lot of good
movies. Actually, any Terry Gilliam film. Time Bandits, Brazil, and 12 Monkeys.
He's in that. Yes. He's the main guy.
12 Monkeys is awesome.
He's the general in that, too.
So there we go. That is a TV series now. I love 12 Monkeys.
12 Monkeys is good.
Any Terry Gilliam film always takes place in the apocalypse and then... It is. In the beginning of... He's from he's from the apocalypse. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, 12 Monkeys is definitely good.
Yeah.
No, it doesn't take place during...
But it is a post-apocalyptic movie because he's only trying to go... Well, it is, but he's only trying to stop it, and it still happens. So his movie is post-apocalyptic because it's the
Terminator
apocalypse.
Terminator a post-apocalyptic movie?
Yes. Oh, yes. Well, yeah. Kind of, yeah.
Sure. Which one?
Same logic. All of them. All of them. There's time
except for the first one.
Yeah,
you wouldn't call the first one.
Yeah. No, because under
my rule, yes. Well, the first one takes place before, but the second one takes place concurrent as the events actually unfold.
Man, I'm not buying it.
So he was he was the coach in Remember the Titans. Armageddon.
I thought Denzel Washington was the coach.
Yeah, he was the assistant. Denzel was the head coach.
Oh, I know who you're talking about now. Yeah. I didn't know the name, but now
he was
that guy.
Coach. He was the offensive coordinator. So, yeah, I don't know. What's another good apocalypse? Look up apocalypse movies. Google that. Apocalypse, post-apocalypse.
Oh, 28 Days Later. That's a good
28
Days Later.
That's okay. That feels more like a zombie movie.
It is a zombie movie. I wouldn't necessarily consider...
Zombie movies
like
can be.
Technically, I guess they're post-apocalypse.
They are.
It's like the zombie apocalypse.
It's like in the apocalypse.
You know what's the worst one?
It's a separate genre.
Doomsday. Did you ever see Doomsday?
I don't think so.
That movie is awful.
It's okay. Day After Tomorrow is okay.
Doomsday is a...
Yeah.
Doomsday is not
too much going on.
It is.
Okay, it's the apocalypse happened. It's still happening.
It's kind of like a
like
Mad
there's a
Max
city.
Movie.
There's the last major civilization
is
ending.
Mad Max.
And so they have to go to the quarantine zone. And half the quarantine zone is Mad Max. The other half is medieval.
What was that comedic?
What the hell is that movie?
Very possible in Scotland.
Well, oh, yeah, totally. It could only be told in
really,
Scotland. I agree with that.
What's the comedy one?
My original favorite.
The End of the World, The World's End. Not World's
At
End.
At the World's
that is,
End.
That's a comedy one.
That is a
no,
comedy
no, no,
one.
No, The End.
Yeah.
This is The End.
This is The End.
Yeah.
Where they're like,
they're at a party.
Yeah. Skittles, too
yeah.
much.
Yes, yeah, this is The End.
or whatever. Yes. I love that.
A boy and like, his dog.
Oh, there you go.
Oh,
that is
good.
Hermione just came and stole all her shit.
Yes, that is good.
I love that. Escape from L.A.
No.
Don't go so far.
I love... No. Escape from New York.
Yeah.
Escape from New York is awesome. Dude.
And they're remaking.
It's all about... Yeah, it's all about Black Moses.
The Matrix. I'm going with The Matrix.
The Matrix? Yep, I can't stand that movie.
I guess that
Matrix
technically
has gotten worse with age.
I love it.
Planet of the Apes.
Yeah, Planet of the Apes?
Original Planet of the Apes. You did it. You did it! Oh, Wally's good. I didn't think about that one.
Yeah, Wally's a good one.
The Day After, man. I watched that on TV back in the day.
I haven't seen that.
So that was. It's all about the bomb.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, the bomb. It was a big TV special.
All those Resident Evils are on there. That's a video game movie, man. It's totally different.
It's totally different. It's post-apocalypse video game.
Armageddon's on here, but that's not an apocalypse movie. That's a disaster
That's a disaster movie.
That's a disaster movie. Like The Day After Tomorrow, that's also a disaster movie. That's a natural disaster movie. Mm-hmm. That's like saying San Andreas with The Rock isn't a post-apocalyptic movie.
Yep.
That's stupid.
That's stupid.
Come on, people. Let's not be stupid.
They dumb.
San Andreas? It was fun. It had its moments.
It had some really good one-liners.
It had The Rock.
That's why it was fun.
You could put The Rock in anything, and he's awesome.
Oh, I know.
Mm. It has some sort of weird movie-saving appeal. I don't know what it is. He sold his soul to a demon. It's not even. It had to. Have been.
Could not get Hercules off.
No,
the
my
ground.
Favorite line of that movie is where.
It's okay, but he. It had moments.
He tried.
My favorite movie of San Andreas is after they parachute out of there, and then they land on the baseball field. He's like, it took me this to get you to the third base.
That's great.
Like, that's terrible.
And his daughter's trapped. Yeah. In the first yeah. Last time for the one liners.
That's awful.
It's always confused me about the first season of The Flash. It's always like, and I'm going to find the guy, you know.
After I'm done hanging out with these bitches.
I'm kicking these bitches and these nerds. Play some more video games.
That's terrible.
That's Jules' character on there.
What, play video games?
Yeah, no, Cisco.
Cisco.
Oh, Cisco. I hate you guys.
You look just like him. If you did your hair like him, dude. Shaved. Spitting image.
Yeah, you didn't look like you at all.
You didn't look like you
might look
all.
Like him, too.
You would look just like that guy.
I don't want to be Vibe. Kyle Rayner's supposed to be Hispanic.
He's not, though.
He is.
They don't portray him that way.
No, I know. And they're, yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Is he the Aryan Hispanic?
No, he's half guy. He's half white, half Hispanic. His dad walked out on his mom, and he never knew what his last name was. And they do that during the Ion story.
Yeah.
He has the power of God for a second, and he finds his biological father. As this big, fat Mexican dude.
Aww.
Who used to be, like, special ops.
Aww. What else we got?
That's a cool book.
What else are we talking
that
about?
That story.
Talk about final thoughts, I guess.
Is it final thought time? Okay. Yeah, it's time to wrap it. Listen to Geek's Log, because it's going to be lots of fun, but specifically listen to our new Transformers podcast, because me, Adam, and Goldman love the Transformers.
I think we're going to have that up Tuesdays.
And it's going to be awesome.
That's what we're going to shoot for.
Tuesday
release date.
Oh, man.
Three in the can before we go to iTunes, so.
Yeah.
Sounds like a good idea.
Sounds great.
Just to make sure.
I gotta actually watch that three-parter. I did. I will. They used to be all on Netflix. I guess
yeah.
That's all off. Yeah.
Well, Hasbro and Hasbro and Netflix are feuding. That's why they're slowly moving everything to Hulu.
Well, Netflix has deals with DreamWorks right now.
Mm-hmm.
Hardcore deals. They have their
own. Oh yeah, they have TV shows.
Yeah, they have their own production stuff going on with DreamWorks.
Well,
yeah,
Hasbro's trying to
too.
Find what it wants to do with Transformers. Like, it was just on Hub, and now it's on Cartoon Network.
Yeah.
So they're, like, trying to figure out what they're doing with their shows anyways.
They can figure it out. They're paying a lot more attention to the movies than they are to the shows. And we'll talk about that on Instruments of Destruction.
That's right.
This weekend.
Instruments of Destruction.
Illusion of Progress. Years after... The Ark and Nominous Prime. That's my best type. That's the best thing for a book is
what?
Megatron's manifesto's name.
What was it?
The Illusion of Progress.
Oh,
years after the Ark and Nominous
okay.
Prime.
Yes.
That's like the best. Every time that gets mentioned or quoted, it's like something. Like the child inside me does a backflip. I'm like, that's so cool, and it's such a good title. I want to read that manifesto. James Roberts, please write it.
Is that your final thought that you have work to do?
Yeah, kind
of. My final thought is I have homework,
dude.
You can watch 45 minutes of cartoons.
And watch the Autobots
three episodes.
Fly!
It's at least 50
watch
minutes.
Watch the Autobots fly! It's the only time they do it. The only time they do it.
I hated it.
And Shaggy does so many voices in that one episode.
Yeah.
He doesn't normally do all those voices. Oh, the chair.
Oh, okay.
Go ahead, Steve.
We'll have a final thought. I've had a dead week.
Oh, you know what's funny?
Good.
Do you know Dwayne The Rock Johnson was Cliff Jumper in Prime?
Yes, I did know that, actually.
Speaking of Transformers and Dwayne The Rock Johnson. Yeah. Cliff Jumper in the Prime show was Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
But he was only in there for like
he's
a
only
episode.
In
he
the
dies,
he's in that
like...
opening two episodes. Cliff Jumper is Dwayne The Rock Johnson, apparently.
Does he say, like, if you smell what Cliff Jumper is cooking or anything? Cool?
He is really cocky in that in
Cliff
that Prime.
Is.
Yeah.
He's small. He's trying to
that's why he gets shot in the face.
Yeah. He doesn't want to be Red Bumblebee, but he is Red Bumblebee.
Oh, come on.
They're
a different car. He's different than
Red
Bumblebee.
But his alt mode, his robot mode is Red Bumblebee.
Oh, come on.
He got the same Viking helmet. What's up with the Unicron Viking
just
helmets?
Like Ironhide and what? For not first aid.
No, Ratchet. Ratchet. Except Ratchet actually has like the Prowl head and not the Ironhide head. They have the exact same head and body. It's not like
when Ironhide died.
Oh, it's the worst every time. At least it's not as bad as Prowl, Blue Streak, and Smokescreen. They are legitimately the same robot repainted. Especially Blue Streak and Prowl. Yeah, they're the exact.
Every single
jet
except for the wings on Ramjet.
Ramjet has a different head, too.
Yeah, Ramjet.
No, Ramjet, his cone came up.
Yeah.
That's the only thing it was.
Ramjet.
Boy, his cone came up.
Yeah, Ramjet, Dirge, and Thrust are all the same.
Until you got to the Cyclonus and the, what was his little group?
Swoops.
The Sweeps.
Sweeps.
Yeah.
Scourge.
The Swoops. I prefer the
Swoops.
Swoops. I think I like
Sweeps.
The Swoops. But you're going to get so much more of this Transformers talk this weekend.
It's going to be so
Tuesday,
much.
Tuesday, Instruments of Destruction, a Transformers podcast. That's my final
We should compile everyone who is the same thing repainted.
Dude, we'll have to do that. That'll
be funny.
Because we have a few segments on there. We're going to talk about news, and then we're going to talk about something. Anything, a thing.
Spotlight. And then we're going to talk about another
comics.
Thing.
We're going to talk about things.
Probably the
comics.
Most likely in the middle thing.
Because we can talk about all of them.
And then in the third thing, another thing.
Yeah.
Cartoons, an older comic, you know, a past.
A arc. Character.
A character. A plot line. A gun. We may just spend 15 minutes just on Megatron's gun.
Megatron
Seriously.
As a gun or Megatron's arm
a
cannon?
A gun. Is Megatron. Yeah.
Megatron is a gun.
Megatron is a gun.
Does he have a gun? Does he have an arm gun? That's 15 minutes.
Does anyone else think it's funny his arm gun's his scope? And like the actual barrel is on his back and he doesn't use it?
Starscream's looking through that. I said, like, boss, I don't think this is a good idea.
Oh, pull my trigger, Starscream. Pull my trigger.
Is he a Transformer-sized gun or is he a human-sized gun?
No, they could shrink back then.
He can change, though.
They could change his size. Yeah, because Soundwave changes size as the recorder. Multiple times. So does Blaster. Yeah. And the guys who become the camera, which is the dumbest.
Astro Train, especially.
Oh, yeah.
You can't be a train the size of a Transformer and then turn into a space shuttle that can fit 20 Transformers. You cannot do that. That's physically impossible. Physics does not... Exactly. Same thing for...
And Omega Supreme. How are you bringing the other pieces to become Omega Supreme if you're only sending the rocket into space? Why do we keep doing this, Omega Supreme? Why?
We left your tank at home.
We left the tank at home. And why do we have a track? That was the
All
dumbest...
All you brought was your arms.
Damn it, Omega Supreme, this isn't how this works. You gotta stop, man.
Dude,
you gotta stop.
10-year-old me was like, I don't give a damn.
I know.
Awesome. Yeah, I don't care. That makes perfect sense.
It makes total sense.
I'm not even thinking that through.
Why is Springer a triple changer? Nobody told me. I wanted to know.
Reflector, are they like the hive mind, or are they single individuals? We may never know.
I don't know. They get destroyed, too.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah, they are one of the many that get thrown off that. They get thrown off Astro Train in the movie.
They get turned to the Sweeps.
Oh, they do.
Oh,
they get. That's right. They get turned into the Sweeps.
You tell me the Transformers didn't have digital cameras. Come on, Reflector.
I know.
This is Polaroid. I know.
You know, technically they're the original Combiner.
I know. Yeah.
Except they combine into a shitty Almanac.
Is Shockwave the only one who can make Energon cubes? Because if you lose that guy, you're not getting any more empty Energon cubes.
And he also becomes a gun for some reason. I felt like that was lazy.
Who did?
Shockwave.
That's a Soundwave.
That's Sound.
No, oh, Soundwave.
You said Shockwave.
Okay, you said Shockwave.
Soundwave
yeah.
Makes. Yeah. Yes. Shockwave's also a gun, but not really.
I feel like because he was just in the pilot, is like, I'm the only guy left on Energon. I don't know how I type with a gun hand.
Energon.
Cybertron. No.
And some of the Transformers, their fist goes into their arm, and then a saw will come out.
Yeah.
Shockwave, no.
Just a gun.
Sorry, dude.
So does Inferno.
Sorry, dude.
I just spit out water with one hand.
Yeah.
You do not want me using the computer today. We will not have one later.
I think your podcast will start early.
Yeah.
But all this and more on is IOD.
IOD.
TF podcast.
Oh, it's going to be so good. A TF podcast.
It's got a hyphen, so you know it's a good podcast.
Yeah.
A TF podcast, mostly about
IOD,
MTME.
A TF podcast by OG.
By OG.
Mostly about RID and MTME.
Larry, what is your final thought? Have you ever watched Transformers besides the Michael Bay?
Explosions.
I mean, I'm sure I saw some of the cartoon episodes.
Oh, yeah. Love that show.
You were more of a G.I. Joe guy. What was your favorite cartoon?
Because knowing is half the battle. Until all in one.
G.I. Joe.
Oh, that's my final thought.
Till All Are One.
Till All Are One.
That's what the Autobots say as like.
Just Rodimus.
Just Rodimus.
No, they all say it.
They all say it.
That's yeah.
For sure, Optimus. Yeah, Optimus said it when he died. He said it. He said it as he died.
Really?
Spoiler alert: Optimus dies.
It's a 1980s movie. Spoiler alert, E.T. goes home.
Hey man, that was a big deal. Children were crying out of the theaters.
Dude, I cried. I cried when Ironhide died that movie. I cried way before
they
Optimus
killed,
died.
That movie was brutal.
One of them had smoke coming out of his mouth.
Yeah, that movie was brutal. They killed off the entire first line.
It might have been Mirage, but yeah, they did kill off almost the whole first line.
Really, exactly. I guess it would have been the Super Mario Brothers Super Show.
Okay, Captain Lou.
Captain Lou Albano, and also Captain Power or Captain N. Not Captain Power, Captain N.
Captain
the,
N, Captain Power.
The Game Master, yeah. Captain Power was the weird TV thing.
It was you had to buy a gun. You bought a gun and you could shoot shit on your TV. I had it. I was a spoiled kid, though. My parents were divorced. Two Christmases!
All right! Guilt trips for everybody!
That's right, man. That's right, man. Dude, before my parents got divorced and they were fighting really hard, before I'd go out for the week, I'd go to mom, hey, mom, can I have $10? Yeah, here you go. Go back, hey, dad, can I have $10? Yeah, here you go. And they never talked, so they never knew that I was getting money from both of them. Did that hundreds of times, dude. And my parents hated each other.
Making bank.
Yes! Woohoo! They love me, though. That's all I care about. They love me.
It's not really a cartoon, but Fraggle Rock was
down
my favorite
Fraggle Rock.
Down to Fraggle Rock.
Down to Fraggle Rock.
There's a possibility with the HBO Sesame Street connection that is currently going on.
Oh, they could totally do Fraggle Rock again.
They could totally do Fraggle Rock again.
I would love that.
I would watch the hell out of it.
I watched HBO Sesame Street the other day. It's great.
It might even sell me on getting
it's not for me, but and I only watched the one episode, and I was like, this is really great that they're doing this.
I watched half of one episode.
Yeah, and I was like,
it was high quality.
Yep.
Sesame Street on HBO.
It's Sesame Street.
Yeah.
Like, it doesn't feel cheated
by...
They
just have a new theme song.
Dude,
yeah,
my
an updated theme song.
My kid is such a huge fan of the Street. She loves Elmo, but Elmo is such a materialistic old bastard.
Yeah, he is.
His son, Elmo loves his goldfish, his crayons too. He always has a computer segment where I love my computer. It's all about my things, not really about his imagination.
Well,
and that's
I mean,
why Elmo pisses me off.
Sesame Street.
That's back why you gotta love
Grover. I haven't watched it in a while because
he's
don't have a kid.
He's a superhero.
When
love
I was
Super
little,
stop me. Okay.
I remember it being like some trippy shit. If you think about it, it was all about some magic shit street nobody can find.
Yeah,
and then you
I
accidentally
mean,
run
like
into it one day.
Can find.
Yeah,
it's like Hogwarts.
Yeah,
it's
mean,
like, damn,
seriously.
I'm gonna find this street.
Yeah, I'll cover for it.
No, I mean,
cover for it.
The main character's a bird who talks to a giant.
That guy in the trash can owes me money.
See, I mean, the whole like first few seasons or whatever, Snuffleupagus is
only Big Bird's imaginary friend. Only Big Bird can see him.
All alter voices in his freaking head.
The main character
thinks he's a giant bird but can't fly, or at least says he can fly, but. Never tries.
Actually,
he is
used to have a print that was Big Bird hanging out with Snuffleupagus, and they're both smoking, and they're drinking, and Snuffy says in the word bubble, "I want you to hit me."
Because
Fight Club. Because Fight Club.
That
it was one
sense.
Of the best things ever. I wish I still had the print. I had a crappy roommate who
I've
stole
seen
it.
That.
Yeah, yes. I want you to hit me. Yeah, I want you to hit me as hard as you can. I was like, that's genius!
Yeah.
Tell me, Ernest!
My kid really likes the Street, but it's not on all the time. That's what we call it in my house.
The Street?
The Street.
So that's we go back on Netflix and watch the old episodes. And when I mean old episodes, I'm talking from like the 70s.
Yeah. Actually,
they used to go vote.
Yeah.
And take people go vote with you.
Movie Theater is one of the best segments ever because they spoof Waiting for Godot in one of the Muppet Theaters.
Yes.
And it's, I think it's not Bert and Ernie, but I think it's Bert and Ernie. Two of the puppets hanging out by the tree, and they started to do a couple lines for Waiting for Godot, and the tree gets up and says, this play's about nothing. This is stupid. And walks away. And they're like, oh, was that Godot? I don't know. And that's it.
Awesome.
It's brilliant. It's one of the funniest things I've ever seen.
I was in Waiting for Godot.
I love that play. I was also in Waiting.
Middle school.
Oh, man.
Wow.
He went to Texas.
They fund their schools in Texas. I was like, wow.
They really do.
That is a forward-thinking school.
We were watching Sesame Street the other day. It was an old 80s episode, and it was Donald Grump. And it was like an Oscar the Grouch thing, and it was Donald Trump. And I was like, damn, what a weird coincidence that this episode just happened to come on, you know? And it was just yesterday when the primaries were going on.
It is not a coincidence that episode just happened to come on.
It was on Netflix.
Yeah.
We're just going through show by show. Yeah.
Oh, man.
You know, and of course, Oscar's a grouch. He's the only homeless guy in the high-class neighborhood.
He was firing the homeless guy. Yes. He was firing Oscar. Yeah. And Oscar is not homeless. He lives in a trash can. He lives in a trash can.
And he's got a girlfriend, too. What's her name?
Yeah, and a pet worm.
Yeah.
Slimy.
Yeah, I love Oscar.
We got some street. My daughter, listen. Talk about your favorite show today.
Love Bert and Ernie. Yeah. Love Bert and Ernie.
I'm a Grover fan.
Were you?
Always have been.
I loved Ernie.
Superhero.
I loved Ernie because he was so carefree.
He was super.
I just like my rubber duck, Bert. Like, calm down.
Yeah. Well, Bert was just so high strung.
Yeah. Like,
they really evened each other.
What's that cartoon everyone likes? My girlfriend loves SpongeBob SquarePants. I never really watched it.
It's her generation.
But I was like, yeah. So she was like, Tom, I was like, this is Bert and Ernie. This is just high maintenance Bert and Ernie. Yeah, SpongeBob and Squidward are just Bert and Ernie.
That's
I was like,
true,
but it's way funnier if you watch Sesame because they live together.
The odd couple.
So, I love Bert and Ernie because it is the odd couple. I love the odd couple.
So one of my favorite moments of revenge. When I was in college, I stayed with some friends of mine who had two little kids.
Oh, no.
I missed the revenge episode of Sesame Street.
The little kids watched SpongeBob SquarePants.
Oh, no.
And so every morning, I'd get out of school, or every night I'd get out of school like 10 o'clock. All right, in the morning, 5 a.m., they'd wake up, sing along at the same volume, SpongeBob SquarePants.
SpongeBob SquarePants.
And then they yell, SpongeBob SquarePants.
SpongeBob. Yeah, at the end. All right, kids.
So the first time I caught one of these kids as a teenager.
I'm not going to lie. I still do that when I see you watch the show. All
right, I was over at Fritz's house. So-and-so came home drunk the night before. So he's sleeping off a hangover.
So I go
in there and start yelling, SpongeBob SquarePants. And I'm like, he's like, stop it. Like, you know why I'm doing this, right?
It's not revenge, man.
That's kind of revenge. That's a long game. It's a long game.
I watched Nickelodeon.
When I was a child.
There was a show called Pinwheel, and there was a show called Daily Special. Pinwheel was a show kind of like Sesame Street, except it was like a house.
Yeah.
But Daily Special was like the movie Mannequin, except the roles were reversed, and there were puppets.
Oh.
That sounds trippy as fuck.
Dude, looking back, it was so weird. It was a girl who would hang out at the department store at night and cleaned up. And one of the mannequin dudes came to life. And they would hang out and sing songs and shit and clean, you know, teach. Whatever, teach. Right.
The overnight staff or the department store.
It was weird. You know, there may have been more staff there. There may have been some more staff there. But it was weird thinking back. But young me, I didn't give a damn. Oh, Optimus Prime can fly? Who gives a shit?
Only three episodes.
Go ahead, dudes. Oh, you can fly, but you still can't get out of the water? You need Jazz's help? Okay, go ahead. It's cool.
Love Jazz, though.
They're making Jazz. Legends of the Hidden Temple.
Oh,
they're making
it.
Yeah.
We didn't talk about that on the podcast. I mean, technically, this still is.
Are we still doing this?
Podcast.
Yeah, I thought we were just hanging out.
I was
in final thoughts like 30 minutes ago.
That's the podcast. Yeah. Is us just recording us hanging out.
I was such. Yeah, the podcast is really over. But I was such a fan of that show.
Loved it.
And not for the reasons I was a fan of other game shows of that type, like American, whatever was it?
That was
American,
a cool game.
Oh, Gladiator.
American Gladiator. And even the Nickelodeon other shows like Double Dare, and there were other
Guts.
Ones.
That was pretty cool.
Guts!
I liked that show because I would yell at my TV like, you dummy!
Yeah.
Look behind you, it's right there! I mean, I would get so, I remember as a kid so mad. If I was there, I would own this. I would own this.
I would. Because, like, you gotta know the one with the weird wand, you stand in the thing, he's gonna grab you, he's gonna grab you, don't stand in that one, you stand in that one every time. Of course you got caught. Of course you got caught with the weird inky guy.
Every episode, a kid would get, like, stuck on the rope ladder. And sure enough, here comes Julie going down the rope. What are you doing? Just go another room over and use the slide. Use the slide, Julie. Oh, man, I'll never forget myself.
This is why the teal monkeys never win,
yes,
Julie.
The teal monkeys.
Remember the one?
Oh, shit.
The monkeys never won. Yeah. It was always the barracudas.
It was like the silver tigers. Yeah. The orange, like, Taman monkeys.
Geckos.
Or whatever.
It was the orange geckos. It was the purple barracudas. And those teal monkeys never won.
Dude,
and I remember they
so
always
brought
up, curse of the monkey. Curse of the monkey. I'm like, you know, I hate the curse of the monkey. So I'm tired of this stupid thing. Just get real children to compete. I'm over this.
Do you remember the video game show? Remember the video?
So wait.
Yeah, there was a video game.
Remember the video?
Was that stage?
What?
No.
No, Legends of the Hidden Temple?
No,
but there was a joke, an ongoing joke, the curse of the monkey. The monkey team never won. It was the only team throughout the entire show to never win.
Dude.
And then, and like they always, and they changed it up constantly. It was different kids every week.
Yeah. You remember the video game one they did too? Was like,
yes.
And J.D. Roth.
Oh, yeah.
Literally the godfather of game shows, J.D. Roth. Dude, that's all he does now is produce game shows. But, man, I love that show.
Yeah.
Game shows back in the day were so cool.
Like, you
had
to, like, be in the game. Yeah, and they're all, like, trying to watch themselves on the
Like a weatherman.
Screen.
Like the weatherman. Yeah, they were doing, like, the... Okay.
Was it Starcade, the one where they actually played arcade games?
There was one like that, too.
Yeah, Starcade. Ah, I love
that.
That
was fun, too.
That was so cool.
Kind of stupid,
Burger
like,
Time.
Okay. Today we're gonna play some video games. And
it was always Burger Time, Pac-Man, and then maybe Galaga.
Burger Time. Hey, what the? I played Burger Time yesterday.
Damn.
Oh, I hate this.
I know
game.
They only rotated four games.
Like, there aren't very many games that keep points.
Yeah.
So we're gonna play
the score.
Dude, there are not
so
very
fun.
Many games that are paying to be played
Dude,
on this
exactly.
show.
No,
exactly.
The best
That's
was.
Awesome. Exactly.
One episode they did Tron, and all four events were just the different games in Tron.
Yeah.
And everybody lost. Oh. Nobody did well. That game was so mean. The game was so mean.
You mean like the line one?
Yeah.
Oh,
Light Cycle. The one you everyone wants to play because, Light Cycles are so cool.
No.
That game. You can't win.
It's like,
you can't win. It's like, I hate myself. Never mind. Never mind.
You have no peripheral.
This thing doesn't turn well. This thing doesn't turn well.
It's like Snake. Like Snake.
Yeah, but it's not because that other guy's trying to kill you.
Yeah,
I hate Tron.
There's still arcades. There's a couple arcades around. There's a lot more competition with consoles and stuff.
Well, you know, arcades were a destination. They were providing things that you couldn't get. People, you know,
they were a blast.
It's not a pastime, you know, that you can go and occasionally play. If people want to just get a craving to play a game, they're like, okay, here's my phone.
Yeah. Yep. You're never going to find a human being who can save your galactic army and your galactic fighting unless you have an arcade where you can have a guy play the video game that's just like driving the spaceship.
Yeah. We're never going to get to Ender's Game. We've made it too
Last
easy.
Starfighter.
You say, Last Starfighter.
They're supposed to be redoing Starfighter. That, too. That was a great
moment. America's Army.
Huh?
America's Army.
Oh, you think America's Army was that?
That's they took
War
that
Games?
Idea.
You know,
wasn't that War Games, too? Cloak and Dagger? Did anyone see Cloak and Dagger movie?
I understand that America's Army is supposed to, like, replicate real world, but it doesn't. At
I
all.
Understand.
The same way Counter-Strike doesn't feel like I'm a terrorist. Or
they have experimented with tank and plane controls based off a PS2 controller.
Oh, yeah, I've seen that.
Use it for the drones
So,
I mean, that's going
to
be the next step. Last Starfighter is going
to
happen when people are playing games of drone pilots.
Well, that's just what people are used to.
Drone pilots do.
That's just what they're used to.
3,000 miles away. They're 3,000 miles away.
Nobody wants to. Yeah, you can't use the power glove to do anything. You got to use.
Awesome.
The most ineffective tool that you can get for your Nintendo.
Remember the Wiz when the dude pulled the wizard. The dude pulls out, oh, really? And he pulls, like, oh, shit.
Look how good I am at Legend of Zelda. Look how good I am at Legend of Zelda. That's all I can think of.
I've got that on.
Isn't that what they end up playing in that?
Y'all forget.
What do they end up playing in that stupid movie?
Air drones, right?
Double Dragon.
I forgot about Double Dragon. Double Dragon's my favorite post-apocalyptic movie, by the way. Oh my god, that's genius! Genius, that movie's so stupid! Oh my god, that movie's so stupid! Double Dragon! That's a great post-apocalyptic stupid movie.
Is that a post-apocalyptic movie?
Hell yeah, it is! The world is all the way over in that movie, and everyone
all
only speaks
over
in ridiculous one-liners.
Man, I wish I had every quarter I ever shoved in a Double Dragon arcade game.
Oh my god, I want them all back.
It was one of those games where if you were at the bowling alley playing and somebody walked by, you'd be like, dude, please, come on, man. Jump in, dude. You know, it was one of those.
Yeah. It's like the Ninja Turtles game. You want to play it, but you never have a friend.
Aww.
Come on. No, I had a sister, and she was way better at that game than I am.
She made you feel bad about it, too.
Yeah, because I'm trying to, like, with my two fingers, Jazz is like...
You probably let her be Donatello.
And she was great. I was Donatello. That was my... He has the best move in that game.
That was, like, the best thing. Somebody sitting there just whooping ass on, like, Mortal Kombat. It's like, stick a quarter in there. Okay.
My sister was incredible at Mortal Kombat because she could do that.
Jesus.
She could do that so much faster than I can. I'm just like, oh yeah, look, I'm a freezing. She's like, uppercut, punch. My sister was so mean about winning. Yeah,
I've heard definitely some yells from down there. Quit being so cheap! Quit being so cheap! I ain't playing no more. Quit being so
you
cheap!
You don't know how to play this game? You don't want to play this game? Actually, the worst is when my dad would ever get involved because he'd be like, what are you guys doing? Why are you yelling?
Yeah.
Oh, Jules, you do suck at this game.
Dude,
I used to play Mortal Kombat
with this kid named Todd, right? We were at my apartment. And it had that little bar in it, like the security bar for the screen door, you know, the sliding glass door. You put that bar there. And it was laying out because the screen door was open. We're sitting there playing, and I'm just uppercut, leg sweep. And he's like, dude, stop being so cheap. And I'm just laughing. And then I get him in the corner and do, like, the punch over and over number. And he tries to jump out and leg sweep, you know. And dude, he just gets so mad. He tosses the controller down, grabs that stick, and goes out and goes, ah! And just hits it against a tree and just shatters. And I'm like, dang, dude. And dude, he had to have broken his finger. It was all freaking black and blue, you know. And I was just like, damn, dude, I'm sorry. You probably shouldn't play this anymore. You should probably play Street Fighter. But, oh, dude. It's so much fun playing this game.
I love that game.
It's
but
like on a Super Nintendo.
My mom.
Yeah. No, it's so much fun winning this.
Yeah, it's so much fun. When you're the guy
breaking your finger, it's fun.
The video games just don't do that anymore.
Not really.
I had surgery as a kid, and they had Mortal Kombat, and I was like, oh, I'm going to play Mortal Kombat. But there's nobody in this room with me here at the hospital, so I have to play the fucking computer.
Yeah.
And we all know what that's like.
Depending on the difficulty, you can get two or three levels.
And in this children's hospital, they have us hooked up to a heart monitor, and I couldn't get my blood pressure to a certain thing. and if it did, it would alert the nurse. So like, they gave me the game.
Yeah.
And like, like 15.
Nurse comes over. You're like, come on, play me.
No.
Get my heart rate down. Come on.
So they give me the game, and like, my mom's like taking the break or whatever, talking to the nurse. And all of a sudden, my room lights up. And you're like, oh my god, what's going on? She's like, what is that? Like, that's your son. And they rush. And I'm like, you choke on. I can't stand it.
That's awesome.
They're like, Jules, you gotta calm down. I'm like, okay. Sorry, I was freaking out. So, like, they leave. And my mom's laughing. She goes to tell my dad the story. And in the middle of telling it, you hear. They're like, damn it, Jules, stop playing the game. game. So they had to take the game away from me.
So it wasn't Mortal Kombat 1.
No, it was Mortal Kombat 2. Okay. So they take the game away from me.
I'm just fucking with
you. And they're like, okay, you can't play that game anymore, Jules. We gotta give you something else.
Shang Tsung's such a bitch.
Yeah.
Shoulder thing.
Hate him. Hate him.
You can't hit him. Why is he?
No.
He's just standing there.
So.
Dude, hated that guy.
So they take it away. They're like, okay.
I can see where
this hospital.
At.
Yeah, yeah. We have like 3 games. So it's Mortal Kombat. We obviously can't let you play that anymore.
What are the other games?
And I just like started laughing so hard I started crying. They're like, well, we've got Street Fighter or Sonic the Hedgehog. Yeah. I was like, oh, shit.
I was like, die.
Sonic 1.
Oh, like
Genesis. Oh, yeah, this is Sega Genesis. Yeah. So I was like, I like start laughing. Look, it's so funny. I'm like, you're gonna give me a heart attack because the idea of playing both of them right now is stressing me out. And no, it was Super Street Fighter. It was Super Street Fighter Turbo, the one that's really, really, really fast and really, really, really hard. That's the one where all the costumes look stupid, and you only lose because they added a bunch of.
It's much better than Mortal
Kombat. Much better than Mortal Kombat.
On that console.
I went with Sonic because I thought, God, playing another game with a really hard computer is
actually
only going to end terrible.
If you're on the Genesis, like a 3-button controller Genesis, it's hard to play Mortal Kombat on that thing.
It's 4 buttons. On the.
I thought it was 1, 2, 3, and start.
3 on Genesis.
Is it 3 on Genesis? Oh, okay.
3 and start.
It's ABC on Genesis.
Yeah. But it was 3, and there were no shoulder buttons either. It was just start, and that's
right,
how you switch
no
between
buttons.
Upper and lower on Street Fighter.
All I know is.
Oh, it's so bad.
How the story ends is they give me Sonic, and I'm good for like an hour, and then I'm at the end of the game. And they took the console away.
Yeah.
Oh no, the best. My dad bought a game thinking it was gonna be fine, and he bought Mega Man. I was like, just take the console.
Oh, that's
away. He bought Mega Man.
That's like the hardest game ever.
I know, I owned it, and he was
how
like, Jules, he
love this game so much.
I hated it. It was Mega Man X, and I was like, Dad,
I like Mega Man X.
I love Mega Man X. Dumb hard. It is dumb hard. And I told him, I was like, Dad, just let them take the Sega away from me. I'll play this at home.
That was Nintendo.
He was like, you don't want to play this? I was like, no, Dad. No, Dad.
You got to get Nintendo Power to figure out what order to get these guys.
Oh, yeah, because you had to go out and go in an order.
Then, I don't even remember anymore, but I used to know it by heart.
But ever since then, though.
Woodman, maybe he was. I don't fucking know.
My mother only correlates Mortal Kombat to me almost having a heart attack. She's like, isn't that game that almost gave you a heart attack? Yes, Mom.
That's so nice, though.
Great. Not that it's, like, extremely violent. It was like, no, Jules can't play Mortal Kombat. It gives him a heart attack.
You know I love it when you bring up your mom. I don't, and you do it. I love it when you do it.
Terrible. Are we done with this? I just told like that really
kidding,
weird story.
I don't stalk your mom on Facebook.
Please don't. Please don't make this weirder than
she's
it.
She's hot though.
Yeah. Whatever. My mom.
I know. What do you want me to say? Your mom's gross. She's not gross.
She's my mom. She's my mom.
Now I'm kind of curious. What is
she's hot.
Can I Google Jules' mom?
You
can
to
we
go to
not?
Facebook Jules friends.
tell us your preferred route.
Yeah,
for me it's actually a control BB.
Yeah.
My one. That's right. He had a quick key specifically to pull up my mom's Facebook page because he has a Mac.
I have her profile images. They revolve as my wallpaper.
Yeah, I'm sure your wife loves that.
Oh, yeah, she loves it. Oh, is that Jules' mom?
Is that what you tell your kids? Look, that's new mommy.
Yeah, right. I could be your dad someday.
Please don't say that. You're like fake dad, though. I have a dad, and he's cool.
You're not my
real
dad.
You're a little late to the game, bruh. You're a little late to the game, bruh.
You don't get to take us on vacation.
Buy me comics, asshole.
You gotta go to friends. Go to friends.
God damn.
What's your mom's name?
No, not telling you what my mother's name is.
I don't stalk her. I don't know her name. I don't get that far down the page. I just stop at her photo. No, come on, seriously. Larry wants to see a picture of her.
Oh, my God.
It's not Layla. That's my other friend's hot friend, hot mom.
Michelle?
No, I don't know. Oh, yeah, that's her.
Straight out of condos?
Yeah, that's her. She sells condos.
Nice.
I'm not lying.
She does.
I'm not lying. Does she listen to the podcast?
God, I hope not.
I hope she does. God, that'd be awesome.
She has copies of the first 12. I know that. They're on her laptop. We recorded them on her laptop when mine was broken.
Does she even
know they're there? Dude, go back. Is that some relative of yours?
Who?
This guy in your mom's photo album. He looks like freaking Ted Cruz, dude. No, you have to go back now, man. You're way, way off. She had a little derpy face in that one. Don't be weird.
What is...
That's for France. That's for France.
Oh, gloves.
Gloves smoking a cigarette. Okay.
Keep going to the black and white. Yeah, that dude.
Oh, that's,
Is that like your grandfather?
My grandfather.
Dude, he looks like Ted freaking Cruz, man.
Kind of does look like
Ted. Maybe you're related.
No, I'm good. I'm good. Probably. He's from Canada, though. We never went to Canada.
But his dad is from... They were visiting Canada.
I don't care how this story works. According to the letter of the law, you got to be born in the States
run
for president.
To be naturalized.
To be a citizen.
To be a citizen.
So Schwarzenegger can run for president?
No.
Why? He's a citizen.
Mom was an American citizen.
Schwarzenegger's mom was.
Anybody in the military goes overseas.
That's what it was.
It's a
military thing.
They can't. They, McCain couldn't have run because he was born in Panama.
But he was born on a military base.
So what? But it's sovereign territory.
But it's still overseas. Was Ted Cruz born on a military base?
It still counts.
Because I don't think he was. So that doesn't count.
Man, he ain't going to get the nomination.
He wasn't born on a military base. He wasn't born on anything that was technically called U.S. soil. He wasn't born on anything that technically called U.S. soil.
Well,
I don't care.
He wasn't born here. I guess the final thought is the subject of Jules' mom means means it officially is the end.
I do. She is
an attractive lady. I mean, and how old is she? Like in her 40s?
Yeah, she's in her 40s.
See, so she's looking good for in her 40s.
What they say. Jules,
the owner of the berries.
Mrs. Trubia, let me apologize for that if you're listening. But anyway, check us out in Madison, Tennessee. At Comic City 2, or find us online at comiccity2.com. Or OutrightGeekeries.com, or follow us on Facebook,
or CGI, plug CGI.
Join Gomer in stalking Jules' mom.
No, not kidding. Go to Facebook, Comic Book Illuminati. You can find links to that on OutrightGeekery.com, but they are easily the best Facebook group on Facebook.
They're so good.
Comic Book Illuminati. There's links on OutrightGeekery.
Yeah. They're good people.
Such amazing folks. I love them all. All right, we're out. I'm going home.